Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
The God of the Bible. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Turn to somebody and tell the person God is good. We're transmitting live from Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano. This is Alabaster International Ministry, bringing you this live broadcast service. We're going to be with you from now until 8 o'clock, and we are asking our lovely friends and brothers and sisters from Facebook to share the page, tag everybody, and try and bring it to the sphere of everybody who is not yet on. Bring them all to that sphere and let them all come watch God's word. It will be a great blessing unto them, in Jesus' precious name. Whilst we're all still standing with our Bibles, our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at a feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." As a man, Johannes and going further, I'm reading Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34 to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always," the Bible said, "that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Watch. I'm reiterating it a third time. Watch. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch. Watch. Difficult times. Perilous times. Hard times. Watch. Watch. It is a watch. Watch is not just, you know, being put in different versions. Possibly let's disseminate and break it out a little bit. Yeah, be on the watch. Next one, let's quickly, you know, look at how he puts the phrase. Keep alert at all times. Resolutely alert. Vehemently alert at all times. If we are following, speak to them for me. If we are following the precepts and the mandate of the Lord, we will not be here. We will not be here, you know, in this generation, looking and hearing. Help me, sir. looking and hearing all manner of stuff. Watch! It's a matter of watching. Be on the alert. Watch! Ye therefore pray. We pray. Because BB bar, you need to be accounted worthy to escape. Hey! BB bar. I wish I can break it down, explain it. BB bar. Watch. Something very profound and peculiar. Watch, pray. This is not to church members. This is to parents. This is to children. This is to employers. This is to employees. This is to citizens. This is to leaders. Watch. Pray. Watch and pray. Exactly the words of Christ. Watch and pray. That he may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that are coming and to stand before the Son of Man. You may be seated in the presence of God. Please push me up on the bayside. Watch. Having welcomed you all to church, I'm going to use a premise of this particular scripture, to be able to. The reason is because the Bible said that every man's work is going to be tried with fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 13 makes that reiteration very clearly. 1 Corinthians 3:13, the Bible said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed with fire. Every man, whether you are saved or not, whether you are elite or illiterate, every man's work will be revealed by fire. The Bible said the fire will try every man's work. What sort of work it is, what sort of fiber or follicle it is, ladies and gentlemen, every man's work, the husband's work will be tried, the wife's work will be tried, the politician's work will be tried, the preacher's work will be tried, the citizen's work will be tried, every man's work will be tried with fire. Assembly is serious. Every man's work will be tried. Every man's work is going to be tried with fire. Till every man, because you are, every man's work will be the fact that I'm preaching good and whatever doesn't mean whatever. Every man's work is going to be tried with fire. Every man's work is going to be tried. Oh yeah, every man's work will be tried. This week, the past week, have been a very difficult week for this nation. As a matter of fact, I have not stopped crying on the flag of this country and asking God for his mercy and for his grace. The reason is because this week have been a very difficult week. We've been dealing with the burial of Ekwea Dente, the 90-year-old woman that was buried last week, Wednesday, to be precise. And, from the same Wednesday came some very disturbing content of videos that splattered or splashed the internet, that have really, really, put some shingles on this nation. Seriously. I thought that so many people didn't have the privilege to go to school. Many, many people, don't be deceived. Accra is not Ghana. Go to places, in remote places, and go and see how people are struggling to educate themselves. Don't be deceived, ladies and gentlemen. Please, do not be deceived. Please, don't be deceived. This online education that is going on, it is not everybody that is going through it. Not everybody owns a laptop. Here, the people that are living in Mikuru Munkwe, they don't own laptops. And so if you have, children coming from that particular part of the world whose parents are not privileged and who themselves are not privileged, it simply means they are going to find it extremely difficult to educate themselves. So, this free SHS was a privilege. It was an honor for less privileged and underprivileged and less fortunate children to also get the privilege and opportunity to go to school. We thought these children were going to appreciate, this particular privilege that have been lavished on them. But no, they can go to have the courage to, on camera, to call the first gentleman of this land, underlined and exclamated. They can look in the eyes of His Excellency, the President, forget about the personality for 1 minute and look at the Executive High Office of the Republic of Ghana. It doesn't matter who occupies that position. And maybe let me even add the personality. If this personality is your grandfather, wouldn't you like it? If this personality was your father, wouldn't you appreciate it? If this personality was part of your family, wouldn't you appreciate it? For these children to look in the face of that office and to the person that sits on that office and call him Kewe-ase-i-a. Yeah, they have the courage to do that. The reason I keep telling you, we are a true reflection of our leaders, and our leaders are a true reflection of us. I am asking the question, Ghana, how did we get here? How did we get here? Then I realized that the church has failed in our efforts. If we were preaching the gospel, all this madness will not be here. Because, push me up on volume, sir. If we were preaching the gospel, all this madness will not be with us. If we were preaching the pure word of God, the word that is able to save our tenure, all this, if the word of God is that, all this madness will not be here. If we were talking the heart of God to God's people, all this is not going to be with us. I'm telling you, because the word of God has power to change the heart. It has power to do that. I have cried this week. If this is our leaders, we have a big problem. If this is our leaders, I'm telling you, can you imagine if these children are in the armed forces? Can you imagine if these children are in parliament? Can you imagine if these children are in cabinet? Can you imagine the level of disloyalty that we have on our hands? Now, I'm asking, this is exactly what Alice Bailey, the witch of Manchester in the United Kingdom, that was born in 1820. This was how this witch wrote the New World Order. You can Google it and look for it. The New World Order, and look for Alice Bailey. This was exactly the 10 things Alice Bailey talked about. Take rights from parents and give it to children. Take rights from parents. All the rights that a parent will have to correct a child, take it away from them and give it to parents. That is why in the United States of America, a child can go to court and say that I divorce you as my parent. Yeah. And the court of competent jurisdiction is going to grant that. Take rights from parents. To children, and make sex common and make it free. That is why we have all manner of people who pose themselves in nudeness and nakedness all over our internet stream. And these people are Ghanaians. We can have Ghanaian men and women who can sit on the internet and insult each other from morning till evening. And there are elders in this country, and they don't respect anybody, that they have become very defiant, very, very defiant. And I'm going to tell you how we got here. It started with our idol worship. The moment you will say that it is not the only way, you know, John 14, 6, put it on the screen, let us work. John chapter 14 and verse number 6, the Bible is making something, you know, profound. Jesus saying, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to God the Father except by me. Except the moment we twist that and say that, you know, you can come through any other means. You can come. This is how, you know, we deplete, and this is how we go down. It's time for we to understand certain things. Now, if these children can look into the face of parents, into the face of the presidency and speak this, can you imagine what is in their heart? Can you imagine? Can you imagine what is in your heart? Yeah, can you imagine what is in your heart? I don't blame them. It is your politicians I blame. Yeah, they can say, young boy, because in this country, it is when, you know how to insult and you are very accurate and sharp acrimoniously. You can speak gibberish. Those are the people, they buy the V8 Land Cruisers too and give them attorney power to sit on television and radio and talk nonsense to power. That is why these children can copy blindly and also come and do these things. If these children are following us to church and the word is not transforming them, something is wrong. Then we parents must check our lives, because the children are not learning just learning. They are observing something. Yeah. How the wife speaks to the husband and how the husband speaks to the wife. The child is observing and the child is watching very vehemently. I keep saying that the mobile phone is the greatest blessing to this generation and the biggest curse. The biggest curse that ever happened to this nation and to this generation. I'm talking to you. And so I am looking at, you know, number one, if you want us to reverse this anomaly and this particular madness, we need to come back to God. If my people, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14, the Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, if they will humble themselves, if they will pray, if they will seek my face, if they will turn away from their wicked ways, then will I forgive their sins. I will hear them from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Go back, go focus, please. I will heal their land. A land can be healed. That means that a land can be sick. If a land, as I say, or say, I'm not someone as I say, I dear, naturally, as I say to me, Jare. Today, I am telling you, Ghana, we Jare. We Jare. Ghana, you are sick and you need healing. I'm talking to the Republic of Ghana. You are sick. As I see to me, Yare, you are sick. Look at Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 5. Isaiah 1:5. The Bible was talking about something interesting. Look at how he puts it. He said, let me read from verse number 4. Maybe you can understand it better. He said, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evil doers, children that are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backward. In verse number 5, which I want to read to you, the Bible said, why should ye be stricken anymore? Look at how coronavirus has already stricken the whole world and crippled the economies of the world, including the Republic of Ghana. I'm telling you, salaries are becoming a problem, even to government to pay. If government will speak truth, they are struggling with numbers. I'm telling you. So why do you want to be stricken some more? Ye have revolted more and more. The whole head is sick. This is the word of God. The whole head is sick. Ghana yare. Minu mienu ye yare. Meda say, minu mienu ye yare. We are sick. And until we repent and come back to God, come back to the fear of God. It is time to return to the Lord our God, the God of our salvation, the God that our parents and founding fathers and founding, you know, mothers wrote to us. They wrote very, very amazing. God bless our homeland, Ghana. Let us return to that God. Return to that God. Make our nation great and strong, bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. Can you imagine that you know, I standing before Colonel, you know, General Kutu Champo, Kwabena Champo, and saying to Kwabena Champo, KWASIA, can you imagine that? Can you imagine me standing in the face of General Afifa or General Akufu or General Utuka and telling them that? I'm telling you, by now all my parents will be history. By now! But I'm telling you, that kind of power does not straighten a person. The Bible said in John 15 and verse number 3, the word that I have spoken unto you, it has cleansed you. The word has power to cleanse. Yeah, it has power to cleanse. The spoken word, the review, the rhema word, the word of God, it is able to cleanse a person. When you read James chapter 1, verse number 21, he was talking about the engrafted word of God that is able to save our souls. I want to tell government, give back the mission schools to the church. Give it back to them. Give the schools back to the church. The moment government intercepted in education system of the mission schools, immediately morals are gone. Can you imagine somebody going to Holy Child or going to Wesley Girls or going to, you know, St. Augustine's and coming talking nonsense like this? I don't believe it. Because whether you like it or not, when they mention your name in class by the register, Kofi Odro, you will respond, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? And they will call comfort from Paul, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that everybody who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And then they will call Steve Amuako, and then he will respond, we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and what we are doing in this life, we shall come to account. And then they will call gossip, and he said, it is appointed unto every man once to die, and after death there shall be judgment. And then they call Mr. Dinsey, and then he will respond, I saw the dead, great and small, standing before God, and the books were open, and another book, which is the book of life, and any man whose name is not found written in that book, the Bible said, will be thrown into the lake of fire. If these children are not hearing this and they are listening to useless music and listening to noisy and hopeless politicians, this is the society we will get. This is the society we are going to get. Pierre! Godless society. There is no fear of God. Oh yeah, there is no fear of God. People can leave their wives and they don't care what they will eat, how they will survive. That is not their business. And it's the same heart we bring into, you know, the sphere, into the world. It is so sad, ladies and gentlemen. Nakakane will be a genie. Now, who is happening? Will be a genie. No, who is happening? Move on your mammy, on your papa, on your media. Who is happening? Move on, which I feel is happening. Mono, who bit me a tree, a bessie, who swept primo. We are what the work of mamma, no mammy, should be primo. We are, oh, mammy, the overcome now, school teacher, the headmaster. Woman should be primo. And Tinina, no, they don't care about it because, you know, about what flower choir won't for so. You spare the rod, you spoil the child. These days, the schools that have come, and you know, your mother will be here. And I'm afraid, Jimmya, and the woman will Jimmy. I'm telling you. And these people are going to be the people that are going to take over. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it is not only in Ghana. It is worse in America. It is worse in the United Kingdom. It is worse in South Africa. This morning, I'm talking to somebody. It's worse. It's worse. It's worse. I brought a video many years ago when we started out the W3 service. A little boy, 6-year-old, crying. The mother asked, "Dave, what's wrong with you, baby? The boy went like, "Mom, I'm very sad." The mom asked, "Why are you sad?" 6 years, I'm talking to you, 6 years. 6 years old. And the mom said, "Why are you sad, baby?" He said, "I am heartbroken." And the mother said, "What? Heartbroken? From what?" He said, "My girl is cheating on me." 6 years! My girl is cheating on me. The mom asked, "How old is your girl?" The boy said, 4 years. This is the generation I am talking about. This is the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 30, there is a generation that does not bless their mother, who does not, you know, honor their father. They curse their father, they curse their mother. So when it got to verse number 17, was a newer eternal as one thing who qua qua de be a bit to a codia emma ebabiti. Yeah, you know, Ecclesiastes chapter, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. The eye that mocketh his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Yeah, yeah. As one thing, when I was doing confirmation, my scripture, everybody has a quotation. Mine was, you know, obeyance of former nature and nature. Obaquasia, or Shannon, you know who. A man kwasia for the year will be. A man kwasia for year will be. We are now bringing up children who don't fear God. We are now bringing up children who don't respect authority. They do not revere law. Look at the internet. Go on Instagram. Na kwa rasa di nipa. Hey, Jimmy! Oba home. Ghana for. Go on Instagram! Kwa rasa di nipa. Hey, Jimmy! Oba home. Kwa said you need Jimmy or more. I'm telling you, you know, young people, you know, we're doing them. And penny fool fear, they don't fear, they don't regret, they don't care, you know, and penny fool fear. And people are talking nonsense. Penny fool, There are bishops, there are apostles, there are people that are, you know, all over. Yet, our people don't care. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I blame the leaders. I blame the pastors. I blame the elders. I blame, you know, the deacons. I blame the prophets. I blame those people. When I'm more call baby and I'm the young girls, 18 years, 17 years, no more to tell my car front. Yeah. And you know it. And I'm not blaming politicians because the preachers also do it. They do it also. They do it also. When I'm my girls, yasro. Matuto a diamomo. Matuto kasa momo. And one more kikangwa siasem. Yes, because they didn't suffer. They did not. They said, "Of course, you are about to her." I am a Jew, so they are not so they are not and that Jesus, and I do the showman's work. So, we must be and we must be the value of opportunity, the value of the privilege that they have been given. We must be na him, no deje, no de na him, uchiya. You know, na ya deja. Pioneer. Ubiya. When you're Juma Magana, you're told Rolls Royce, a man, you're told Bentley, a man, you're told Range Rover, a man, you sit down, Eddie, a man, and now you know, I'm going to do them. They're talking nonsense all over the place. We are preaching the gospel, the word of God. I said, what the gospel, because, or when you're prophets, he be, you know, on one in tear, and what's for about sorry? About sorry, them were tear sorry, them, Ninkrofu, Tinkrofu, and some, I'm telling you, oh, be ye, now we'll be better. Oh, be ye, no! We'll be here, we'll be better. By the time we will be here, I will be pale. What we are saying? I'm talking to you. Anybody that is married, you are a married woman, married man, and having a promiscuous infidelity, a relationship of infidelity, let me tell you, you have backslided. You have backslided. You are falling short of the glory of God. And this morning, I am calling you back home. Ghana! I'm calling you back to be reconciled to the God of Bible, the God of the Bible and the God of all miracles. I'm calling you back to the place of repentance. Look at the way you think these children win mona woman senior makuma. No, the police service has hardened their heart. The armed forces have hardened their heart. Go to the hospitals and go and see how nurses and doctors have hardened their hearts. Oh yeah. Harden their heart. I'm telling you. This morning I'm reminding you. The trumpet is sounding. Jesus is coming back again. He will judge you. He will judge me. He will judge you. He will judge me. He will judge you. He will judge me. Repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Ghana Education Service, I think that you were too harsh on the children. Akumana Boto. A commando a sensinia, yet them piebone casachere, and a yes, humano. Sacking these children and all the punishments that have come out is not going to do much. Wouldn't you must want you be an aswire then? No, this decision will rather harden their heart. These children, they need counseling. Because in a good church, you will find all these things in a good church. This department is in a functional church. These children must be subject to counseling. Godly counsel. Let them be counseled, not sacked from school. And I'm calling on His Excellency the President to intercept in that decision and resign the decision. temper judgment with mercy. Show these children love, Your Excellency. If you show these children love, it will not be only love, it will be maturity, it will be leadership experience. Yes, Your Excellency. By the time the child will hear the president you insulted has forgiven you, they are going to learn forgiveness. They will learn forgiveness. Hallelujah. The reason is because I'm not shocked by the decision, because that is the spirit of the nation. You know, I'm not shocked by the decision. You know, where you will be now is why you will be, where you will be now. Yeah, and that is why Ghana and Koso, I'm telling you. Don't let anybody deceive you. Look at such a nation with such potential. Yet, you don't prosper. Yet, you are not prospering. If you're my real, who are the ancient? Now I'm telling you, your biggest problems, two of your biggest problems are your two political parties that are banging on your head. Ghana, I'm talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah. And I'm telling them, you need Christ. You need Jesus. So sad. Look at the red, the gold and the green. And you have to teach him. Let the police officer, army officer, people in uniform see this thing. No matter where they are, they salute it. Yet, after salutation, they go back to 2-2 cities and 1-1 cities. We have missed it. We have missed it. We have missed it. We have missed the fear of God. We have missed the fear of God. We do not tremble at his word. You can have a politician sit on television and radio and insult other people acrimoniously. Other people are also learning. Very soon they will be bringing it on you. Now, you think that these children, if they have a gun in their hands, they will be taken to the presidency. They won't have that privilege. They will come to your house. They will come to your house. They will rape your wife. They will rape your children. If these people have guns in their hands, they will ransack your house. They will snatch your car. I'm telling you, we are breeding criminals. We are breeding criminals. If it's a Mranya, we'll be too Mra. No, I saw one telephone call away and said, order from above, let him go. Same. I remember when I was living in England, the days of Prime Minister Tony Blair, his wife was rushing to work in the morning and forgot to pick up his to pass and run through the bracket without swiping the card. The woman was taken to court. The wife of Prime Minister Tony Blair taken to court and fined. It will be the opposite. It will be the opposite. It is San Sempenifonia in Resuunti. When we dear children in Timinia in Resuunti. I want to ask a question. What fruit are you bearing? I want to ask that. What fruit are you bearing? What fruit are you bearing? I want to talk about things like forgiveness. Yeah. Are you a Christian? Are you born again and you cannot forgive? Oh yeah, we need to come to the place of learning how to forgive. Forgiveness. We need to forgive the people, the preachers who were incarcerated during the lockdown for 4 years imprisonment for preaching and for praying and for all that. Those preachers must be freed on the premise of forgiveness. If those people are not freed, then all the other people who went on primaries to infect other people should be behind bars. Immediately. If those preachers are not saying, now, on my ear, with me, she has off your gum. Now, we jam on your floor. Messa was shari. We shari. Ghana was shari. We shari. We hear ya, sir. I'm telling you. With me, she's off your tomb. Now, politician, and I'm Kai. We shari. Ghana. We shari. We shari. And you're my nation that is sick like this. Sick like this. It is so sad. I think about, you know, the things that made us to become born again. And all these problems have started from the church and from the pulpit. Beji Ankajua, Beji Apple. Yeah. You know, Edukromunsu, Beji Abeifunku. All this have contributed to the madness we find ourselves in. If we were preaching according to 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 1-4, if we were preaching, yeah, I charge you, you know, by Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing. The Bible said in verse number 2, preach the word. See, 2 Timothy 4, verse number 2, be instant in season and out of season. The Bible said, rebuke, reprove, exalt with all long suffering and doctrine. That is what the pulpit should be doing. This, I'm a comfort, is what the church should be doing. The reason why we can't do it, you know, so for Diana Musin Madru and daughter, and then they put an envelope, $1,000. That $1,000 need to be say preach again, and my chin who free to fo yin ten pranimo abujo children in chile chile ne baby baba won't yin chile chile papa. And that is why we have even lost the correct interpretation of the scriptures. We have lost the ability to correctly, hermeneutically, homiletically, exegetically, and apologetically, you know, bring the gospel to God's people. We have lost that. We have lost quality of preachers. We have lost the quality of the word of God. We have lost quality. Awadia cry, awadia, mama to tell you, baby, awadia, you fake. Send me the word fake, and then on aba. Ubi asori abibi fake, inti. I'm telling you that. Ubi ni nikunu dauma baza. Hi, dear, hi. Eye, omo boa. Amaliso. Ubro, we yiri inra, we nitia. One in abetuna has it, dear. And because we are not truthful, we are not sincere, and we are not faithful people. Yeah, we are not faithful people. Yeah, your friend today is your worst enemy tomorrow. Well, you better watch yourself. I'm telling you, your friend today is your worst enemy tomorrow. You better watch your mouth and watch your tongue and watch what you say, because they will be using it against you very soon when they turn your enemy. Oh yeah, what I keep telling you, when you pep be a yesumu fidi, shafam. And somewhere to a night. Shafam! 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 Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24. Isaiah, the fifth chapter, the 24th verse. The Bible is talking about something. He said, therefore, as the fire devoured the stubble, the flame consumed the chaff, so their roots shall be as rottenness, and their blossom will go up as dust, as they have cast away the law of the Lord and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. What punya miyazam? Gano, what punya miyazam? What punya miyazam? Jeremiah 8:9. Yamiyazam, what punya miyazam? Wupuwa urade. I'm telling you, the wise men are ashamed and they are dismayed and taken low. They have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Onyamia sam no apoi edi enyanza na wo etime hwane mo fere ye ye ya enyamwa wasam krofo wisam moa. We die like dogs. Dogs. 19 years dead. 25 dead. You can kill 90-year-olds. You won't see it. It's a principle. You want to quench extinct gray hair. How are you going to get one? Young boy. Now when you stroke. But to them, very sad. Look at these young people. They don't even get proper marriages. If they get married, they go through all kinds of painful ordeals and vicissitudes. This morning, I'm finishing up the message. But I'm telling Ghana, come back to God. It's time to be reconciled unto the Lord your God. It is time to repent. I'm telling you, let us bring the fear of God back. You know, sometimes it breaks my heart that somebody like President Mills was a gift to this nation, but we didn't see it until he was dead. A president that can set out a whole week, 1 week for national fasting and prayer every year, and on Sunday we are in church on the Independence Square lifting the name of the Lord and pray national week of prayer and fasting and worship. We didn't see it. A president that can ban libation from all our national platforms. We did not see him as a gift until he died. Then we compare him to others and we realize that we have lost a treasure, a rare gem. May your soul, your excellency, yeah, your excellency, you know, John Atta Mills, rest in peace. You are a gift, which we did not know. And so the Bible says it very clearly. When the word of the Bible do what I'm talking to you. Oman kwa siya fua muni tiri muweni ensumu unade muwaso ensum intimu insirome. He asks the question, why? And wanda muguru. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. In order for you not to think that would be a terminal, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 21. Jeremiah 5:21. Hear this, O foolish people, without understanding. Which have eyes, they cannot see. Which have ears, they cannot hear. 22. The Bible said, fear ye not me. Munzirome. Will you not tremble in my presence? Which have pleased the sun. Me amede anuya. Etua epuanoshie. Ne puniduruwa anuya. Anuya. Bede dotiye keke. Ena atoshie. Munzirome. Tie wo ani wo man e kasa wo so man kwase afo a muni tie mu wani enzo mu na de mu mu na de anka ene se China fo abechire mu galamse yeya ye si ye mpe galamse no yeya na ye galamse. It's sad. That China, charm finds in a hini free by. Pump actions, a hini free by. How come guns came into our country and didn't go through the police service? Guns, arms came into this country through our borders. This talks to you about our systemic failures as a nation. Mudi tuo be uraha. Edi akogu wile. Police ebani ya tutu ubono. Soja ebani ya tutu ubono. China fuwe ni girls yi uwo omu njine ho. Ya China ni bako shinia ni ya frena Aisha. E baba be ya galamse ni ya mpeni fuwe mubi kempna. Wagana ha. Oka ase mu ya ni the videos beba of your leaders na me se good. Mea na me buwa wa mea circulate. Yeah! O mangwa siya fuwe ni tire ema ni pebi se e kwanya jimi ye mwumubi jimi gu yeso. And that is what we have. Your two hands are lifted. Tonight at East Legon Hills, Santo, we are starting what we call the L Hills Evening Church. L means East Legon. East Legon Hills Evening Church at the OK Block Factory. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to East Legon Hills and 6 o'clock the service starts. Alabaster International Ministry, East Legon. Don't miss it. This morning at Alabaster City, the service starts at 10 o'clock. This morning at North Carnation, the service starts at 9 o'clock. And this morning at Oyarefa, the service starts at 8:30. The grace of God will be your portion. Don't miss it. You know, London, we are not reopened yet. We are looking out to open in September. So watch out for that in Jesus' precious name. Your two hands are lifted.
Omi Rafacha, Adam Fufacha, Facha, no measure when you moon, Dum Fuyas Weba. Facha, your meeting gang of Embu, Mirayas Fufacha. Come for years away. I don't for yami. Aba wani mira. Ya dotia. A yamin in hukra. Ewan amafumbu. Aya obani mira. Painting a mamma, so don't put your family on the church. Oh, so everybody, I believe a free God of my book. I'm not over mamma. Time for us to remain a good seed of it. Oh, so everybody, I believe a free God of my book. I'm not over mamma. Time for us to remain a good seed. Mirayas.
Say, so everybody be a bring on the world. So everybody. Oh, so everybody be. Me, Ryan's way. Facho, 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 Facho. This morning, we want to repent for this nation. It is not only these children that we want to repent for. We want to repent for all the bloodshed. Innocent bloodshed, including the blood of the Takra, the girls. That up till now, the nation cannot even give them a befitting memorial. The real Yakoka George Floyd. Who shear George Floyd when? Who name George Floyd when? Pierre! When do you know George Floyd? Why are you Santini? Takra, the girls don't have justice. You are talking about George Floyd. You should be sick. JB Dankwa, Edu, don't have justice. I don't want to hear George Floyd. I want to see justice for Captain Mahama. His children have become fatherless. Don't talk about George Floyd. Who knew what the uncle can be there? Huh? George Wayne Floyd. George Wayne Floyd. Custom House of George Floyd. Huh? Mark Ofori was MPP constituency chairman. Was murdered brutally. 9 cartridges of bullet was snatched into, or you know, inject into his body in the face of his wife. The only thing that was stolen was his laptop. Blessing that! There is no justice for that young man. Don't talk about George Floyd. The two hands are lifted. We want to repent for this nation. The bloodshed of the judges. The judges! That woman judge was breastfeeding a 6-month-old baby. What do you say, Humberto? Obi Mame, when they narrate the ordeal, the shepherd to goodness on a mammy, you're born into a new assorted. No home is refusing to go. Yet, that woman judge died. We have forgotten about that. It is in the presence of God. The two hands are lifted. Amasama Heya, a tenant, was shot to death. The two hands are lifted. Close your eyes. I want you for only 1 minute, repent for this nation. Only 1 minute. God, save our nation. We repent of our madness, our hypocrisy. Yeah, we repent from all that. Dead works, we repent from it. We repent. We repent. We repent. We come to the place of repentance. We repent for the presidency. We repent for the chieftaincy. We repent for local government. We repent for everything that have been done in the north where witches come and victimization of old people. The less privileged, the less fortunate. We repent for all of them. We repent. We repent. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we honor you for the Republic of Ghana. We honor you for how far you have brought us. You have lavished your love for us, and yet we do not acknowledge it. You have placed us prestigious above the nations. You have made us a rare gem, like a fragrance and fresh air among the nations. Yet, we do not esteem that. You have been our God, and we do not acknowledge you as such. Ebola came, you delivered us. COVID-19 came. South Africa has already lost 9,000 people. And Ghana is a little over 200. Even that, we don't acknowledge. Yeah. You have been too good and too kind. There are many people who should have been infected with this corona and have died. Yet, you deliver them from it. They don't even understand. There are many people, my God, who have already been corona positive and they did not even know and have recovered. and they are still walking about. Many people that were asymptomatic, you know, you heal them even unknowingly, yet we do not acknowledge it. There are people who should not be living like myself, yet we do not acknowledge you. Father, we are grateful, you know, for the gold and the diamonds, and yet we don't even pray 1 minute thanking you for it. We do not even acknowledge that we have cocoa. We do not even acknowledge that we have oil. We do not even acknowledge, you know, that we wake up and go to sleep, and we don't even acknowledge or realize it is a miracle on its own. So this morning, in the name of Jesus, I am asking you, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us of the idol worship, idolatry. Forgive us bringing, you know, pollution to our national platforms. Bringing pollution that is against your name. Forgive us. Now I pray for forgiveness for all the things that we have done against the poor, the less privileged, the underfortunate, the bribery, the corruption, and all the cover-ups. We repent for the nation. We are sorry for the people we have accused falsely and taken to Insawem and Kumasi Central and Ankafu prisons and all the other prisons. We are sorry. Forgive us and heal our land. Our country is sick. Heal us. Heal us. Heal us. The people in the country, we are sick. Heal us. Let this nation be the nation that it used to be, where freedom and justice prevail, for righteousness and judgment are the foundations of your throne. We give you glory in Jesus' precious name. I pray, making intercession for His Excellency, Mr. President, and his dear wife, the first family. Have mercy on them. And have mercy on the youth of Ghana. Yehovah, have mercy on the youth of Ghana. Forgive these boys that insulted the Republic of Ghana, his president and his system. Forgive them. Forgive them. Forgive their parents. They have done a failed work. Forgive the churches they attend. They have also done a failed work. Forgive the society. We have done a failed work. As I close, I honor you for the church. May the church wake up. Wake the church up. Wake, oh God, wake the church up. That we will come to our assignment. Rise up and begin to do what is expected of us, to go ye into all the world and make disciples of you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them also whatsoever things you have taught us, and lo, you are with us unto the end of the world. I pray in the name of Jesus, may the church come back to the place of soul winning and preaching truth to the world. In the name of Jesus. Now I commend your people to you and to the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody shout amen. Somebody give him a shout. Clap your hands.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.